He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, President, Chief Portfolio Strategist at Gunderson Capital Management in beautiful San Diego, California. Boy, it's been a busy week in the markets. We've talked about a lot this past week. We've talked about markets, asset classes, sectors, stocks, exchange-traded funds, precious metals, bonds, mutual funds. During the week, I featured 12 different companies. We've examined them from a performance basis, a valuation basis, a chart pattern basis, to determine if they meet my strict requirements that I have to qualify as a best stock now. You know, the interesting thing is that these stocks come from all walks of life. Some are small caps, some are mid caps, some are foreign, some are tech stocks, some are biotech stocks, some are consumer related, auto related. They have one thing in common. They are, in my opinion, best stocks now in the market. They meet those strict criteria that I have as being best stocks now. We've recorded those snippets, and from those snippets, I've chosen the best four stories that I told this past week because I think they're worth being told once again. So sit back and enjoy.
You are listening to a special encore presentation of The Best Stocks Now with Bill Gunderson. And now, here is Bill Gunderson.
So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Okay, what are we to make of the start to our week here as we begin the 49-month of a bull market? Well, you know, I think you have to go back for a parallel to 9/11. And, of course, I was managing money during that time. The markets were closed for 4 or 5 days. Nobody could buy. Nobody could sell. When the markets opened up, it set off a mini bull market, just a patriotic bull market, people doubling down on America. Of course, we haven't had a 5-week closure of the market this time, but we had about a 3% sell-off earlier in the week. And patriotic bounce since then. Does it damage the market? You know, if anything, it damages the sentiment of the market. And I think that's one thing I want to talk about here is the sentiment of the market. You can measure fundamentals all you want. And you can wish and hope for your stocks to go up all you want. You can have the most undervalued stock in the universe. But when the sentiment changes on the market, forget it, man. Sentiment wins out. Now, was the events earlier this week in the gold markets and in Boston and last week's slowing economic numbers coming from the housing sector and also China not quite living up to their growth expectations, is that enough to turn the sentiment on the market? You know, sentiment is a hard thing to measure. Sentiment shows up in stock charts. Sentiment shows up in headlines. Sentiment shows up in market sell-offs and market rebounds. So I think it's a little bit too early to measure the damage to the sentiment in the market. But I have a gut feeling that the sentiment on the market is beginning to change. You know, it began a few weeks ago. One of the leading sectors got its wings clipped. That was the housing and building sector. And I told you at that time that a couple weeks ago I lowered my exposure to that leading sector. It really got clipped yesterday. And it has dropped from favor, the housing and building sector. And I have lowered my exposure considerably to that sector that's done so well for the last year and a half. Is it over for the housing recovery? No. But has the sentiment turned on that important leadership sector? Absolutely, the sentiment has turned. Will the sentiment come back? It might. But for now, the sentiment is a bit sour on this sector. So it's best to just set your money aside in that sector and go searching in other areas of the market. As this sentiment spread, the kind of the souring of the sentiment spread to other areas of the market a little bit, I don't think you can say for a minute that the sentiment on the tech sector is strong right now. And it hasn't been strong ever since Apple began its descent, really, if you want to look at it. The tech stocks, the NASDAQ, continues to lag the market badly. It's hard to have a meaningful rally and a continued strength in the bull market, continued raging bull, without the technology stocks. Is the sentiment in other areas of the market, some of the retail stocks, which have been warning lately, is it starting to just cool off a little bit? I think you could say absolutely yes. Is this a time to just double down? I don't think so, no. Is this a time to be looking at some of your stocks that have gone way up or you have gains in? Is it time to lock in profits on them? Well, if they're starting to roll over, if they're starting to drop in rank, which is the ranking system that I use in my Best Stocks Now app, yeah, then it's time to step away from them. I stepped away from several a few weeks back, mostly in that building and construction sector, and I stepped away from a few more yesterday, for now. They may come back and they may rise to leadership once again, but I'll wait for my ranking system to tell me when that is. Now, in other areas of the market, the sentiment remains extremely strong. Look at the biotech sector. The biotech sector hardly even budged during this week's sell-off in gold and this week's Boston Marathon reaction. The healthcare sector hardly budged. The pharmaceutical sector barely budged. Those sectors of the market remain strong, and that continues to be the area where I am most heavily weighted right now. Continued strength in stocks like Gilead Sciences, which is one of my largest holdings here. Watching other biotechs like Biogen and Amgen continue to break out and be strong. A lot of the smaller biotechs that I own, like BioMarin, continue to hit new highs. So I think if you're asking yourself the question, has the sentiment turned on the market? I think the answer to that question is it depends on which sector you're talking about. You know, rarely does the sentiment turn on the entire market at the same time. Oh, sometimes that happens. I've seen that. Go back to 1987. I don't think there was anything that survived Black Monday when the market was down 23%. When the NASDAQ sold off in the year 2000 and 2001, do you know that the consumer staples roared to new highs? That deep value, single-digit PE stocks roared to new highs while the triple-digit stocks were getting whacked? So, yeah, you have to take a look at the market. You can't make a blanket statement about the market. You know, it makes me mad when people that know what I do for a living and they see me and they say, boy, the market sucked today. Well, it depends on which market you're talking about. You talking about the biotech stocks? You talking about the commodity stocks? Are you talking about the consumer staples, which continue to do very well and hit new highs? Are you talking about the housing and construction and the cyclicals? What depends on what market you're talking about. And it's hard for people to understand when they see a market get whacked, to understand that there were actually quite a few sectors that held up quite well. Now, they still go down. Don't think for a minute that when the market goes down the 268 points or whatever it is, that it doesn't take all boats with it, because it does. But you know what? The ones that are still in favor, they pick themselves up by their bootstraps the next day and in coming weeks, and pretty soon they're hitting new highs again. Others are damaged. They're damaged goods for now. And I believe that that housing sector looks like damaged goods for now. The building sector, construction, cyclicals, things that depend on a vibrant economy seem to be damaged goods right now. So, you know what? In the coming days, we covered all the sectors yesterday. We covered all of the asset classes, and we saw this market getting more defensive. Where's the money going right now? Well, I wrote down 9 stocks here. We'll zero it down to 3 when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I would be reading the newsletter every week. This bull market's going to end at some point in time. Who knows? It may have already ended. We don't know. We have to take a look at the clues underlying the market. We have to take a look at the asset classes, the changes thereof. We have to take a look at the sectors and the changes thereof. I can just tell you that the biggest change so far in the market is the falling from grace of one of the leadership sectors in the market. The housing building complex, which includes a lot of stocks. And I would also say that small cap stocks are also starting to show quite a bit of weakness here. So, yeah, I mean, you have to be vigilant on this thing. You can't just sit back and think that these trends last forever. These trends have been in place for a long, long time. And when the trends start to change, you have to take action. And that for that reason, you know, I have a ranking system that ranks the asset classes. And if you've been following along every week, you know that there's been very little change. And now there's starting to be some change amongst the asset classes. So it's good to stay in tune with what's going on in the market. I can't tell you how many people I talk to that come in and say, you know, I tried doing it myself and then I realized that it's time consuming and I can't stay on top of it every day. I need somebody that stays on top of it every day. Well, I'm here driving to work and while I'm here doing my thing and my profession, I need somebody that's watching my portfolio. You know, there's not a lot of people in my business that do what I do, to be honest. And I'm not saying that to toot my own horn or anything. I'm just saying I sit here and watch the markets every single day. My wife and I were planning a trip overseas in a few months for a week and a half. I have to make sure that that hotel has good Wi-Fi so that I can do my radio show, so that I can watch my stocks. I like the time zone change to where we're going. The stock market opens at 3 in the afternoon. That's going to be cool. Man, I can sleep in a little bit and have a little breakfast and a leisurely lunch and then go to work about 3, be done by 9. That sounds good to me. So anyways, I do stay on top of things. I think it's pretty obvious if you listen to the show here. Like I say, during a crisis, some stocks, some sectors don't do well. Others do well. We're in earnings season. That all plays into it. The stock that I've chosen to feature next is one that is hitting a new all-time high today. What, you say? Gunderson, have you been watching the market? Gold's hitting new all-time lows, 52-week lows. Gold is getting crushed. Silver's getting crushed. People are gobbling up bonds once again. The small caps are selling off. The housing sector's selling off. How can you tell me there's a stock out there hitting a brand new high today? Well, it's a stock that I own in my conservative growth accounts. It's a $17 billion market cap company. They reported earnings that were better than expected. It's a company out of Lake Forest, Illinois. It's a company called W.W. Granger. It's a company that I've talked about before Many times, if you go to my app and you look up W.W. Granger and you slide on down, scroll down, you'll see where I've talked about Granger many times during my show. You'll also see where I have featured it. If you go to the page on my website called Good Stock, Bad Stock, and you scroll down to Granger, G.W.W., you'll see where I've featured it in the past. Well, I'm going to feature it again today, because it's hitting a new all-time high in a market where we're seeing the sentiment turn. Is this a temporary turn of sentiment? Is this a permanent go-away-in-May type of turn in sentiment in the market? I would answer that question with this answer. It depends on what part of the market you're talking about. You're talking about precious metals? Are you talking about small caps? Are you talking about building? Are you talking about biotech stocks? I don't see any change in sentiment there. So, again, it depends on which portion of the market you're talking about. Granger's doing just fine today. What has Granger done over time? We like to begin here by looking at a stock's performance over the years. And I've compared it many times to a player stepping into the plate. It bugs me when they televise a baseball game and when the player steps up to plate. I want to see his batting average. I guess I'm a numbers guy. You tell me all about how he grew up and he had a batting cage in his backyard and all his sad stories and all the things he's overcome. What's his batting average? How many RBIs has he driven in? How many home runs has he hit this year, darn it? That's what I want to see. So I guess the app came out of my hunger, my thirst for numbers, statistics, track record, performance. Doesn't that speak loudly? Yes, it does. Over the last 10 years, W.W. Granger, which is just an exciting company. I mean, this thing is so sexy and so glamorous. They distribute tools, lighting, plumbing, and other maintenance products. Don't forget the maintenance products. Where would the world be without maintenance products? They have 368 branches, 15 distribution centers. Somewhere I saw a stat one time of how many products they carry. It's like 360,000 different products or something. Imagine being the inventory guy there. Which widget did the guy order? Uh-oh. Anyways, over the last 10 years, Granger has delivered to its investors 20% per year, while the market's delivered 5.7. Over the last 5 years, Granger's delivered 24% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 3. This batting average is looking better and better. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 30% per year, while the market's delivered 8.6. Now, I haven't owned Granger for the last, 9 months or so, but I got back into it recently. I didn't own it because it was out of favor. It fell out of favor for a year. It trailed the market for 12 months. While the market was up 13%, Granger's only up 7.5% over the last 12 months. I was not in Granger during that 12-month period of time, but I'm back in it. I got back in it, I don't know, I'd have to look at my newsletter, maybe 2 months ago, something like that. Granger's taking off. It gets a performance grade of A-. That's compared to all the other 3,317 stocks that I follow. It's at the top of the class at or near when it comes to performance. If you go back to 2008, when the market was down 38.5%, people needed widgets still, I guess. Because the Granger was only down 8% that year. Not too bad. It's a performance grade, A-. Safety grade, pretty good here. Stock held up well in a down market. Valuation, A-. Stock, A. New high today. Granger, GWW. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, a sunny San Diego, California. Today, well, we've had an interesting week, to say the least. We've had a major spill in gold. We've had a major spill in oil. We've had a tragic event in Boston. Terrorism, sounds like to me, arrives on American shores once again. We've had German debt being downgraded. I mean, what else? What else can happen? We're in the midst of earnings season. That always creates extra volatility. But when all is said and done, we have to weigh all of the evidence, which I do every single week. I take a look at all of the asset classes. I take a look at the sectors in the market. I take a look at the leadership in the market. I take a look at the earnings that have been coming in. I take a look at the charts of the market. That's very important. Where's the chart of the S&P? Do you know where the chart of the S&P? Are we breaking down through the 50-day moving average and plunging, or are we holding the line? This is all part of the evidence that we have to weigh daily and weekly in order to make those decisions that we have to make. And I've also said many times that in my book, the market's a bunch of small decisions. It's the decisions you make on the individual holdings in your portfolio as opposed to being all in or all out. You know, even when the markets are having their challenges, believe it or not, there's stocks that flourish. One such stock is flourishing today. I added it to my newsletter last week, to my small cap aggressive growth portfolio. I think I added it to the conservative one too. I'll have to check on that. Needless to say, it's a large holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. The stock is up almost 9% today. What? How can the stock be up 9% today? Well, you know what? It's bucking the trend. What can I say? It's in the right sector right now. What's the right sector? One of the best sectors in the market, and I've been a broken record now for almost 2 years, has been the biotech sector. The biotech sector continues to be one of the top sectors in the entire market. If we take a look at Alkermes, which is ALKS, here's what we see. We see a stock that over the last 5 years has delivered 17% per year to investors. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 21% per year. How does this compare against those anemic, almost non-existent returns of Intel? Oh, but Intel's a bigger name, and Intel's in all the computers. How many computers are there in the world, and how many of them have Intel products? And so you can tell me all the stories you want to tell me. As an investor, I look at the performance of the stock. And the performance of Intel has been lousy, downright lousy, downright unacceptable. You know what? It's not their fault. I mean, a company gets so big, it's $105 billion in market cap, and it gets so unwieldy, they can't grow it by double digits anymore. It's kind of a truism, you know? Cisco reached the same max. Microsoft did it a long time ago. That's why I'm a big believer in owning the best stocks now. Microsoft at one time was a best stock now. Intel, many moons, many years ago, was a best stock now. Intel, great stock at one point in time, but it hasn't been for the last decade. I don't know. You know, you can make the case that it's undervalued and they've got a new product on the horizon. If I look through the boards today, the message boards, whatever, I would find all kinds of people telling me reasons why I should be buying Intel. It's all I need to know is the performance. That tells it all to me. The guy's up at the plate. He's batting 173 lifetime. That's all I need to know. I don't want him on my team. All right. Over the last 12 months, Alkermes is up 40%. You know, Alkermes is a biotech, but they have drugs. They have products. They have sales. They have a pipeline. They're getting good results on a new depression drug. There's a lot of depression out there. That's a big market, right? I see a lot of people walking around with glum looks. Why the long face on their face? You know, it's tough. Life's tough. And, you know, it's a big, big market, depression drugs. That's one of the ones that Alkermes has in their pipeline that's doing rather well right now. The stock passes the performance test with flying colors. Valuation, we can actually do a valuation because Alkermes has earnings. Alkermes is trading at, let's see, forward earnings, 21 times forward earnings. And you might say, well, that seems a little expensive. The market's trading at 17 times forward earnings. Yeah, but Alkermes has been growing their earnings at a very quick pace. I don't know how close the analysts are, but they're predicting that they can grow their earnings by 40% per year over the next 5 years. I'd be shocked if they do that. If they do that, this will be one of the biggest winners of all time. I think the analysts are a little bit optimistic here. But even if they're half right, the stock has still got a PEG ratio of about 1. As it is, the PEG ratio is 0.50 right now. If you believe those earnings estimates, I'm going to discount those earnings estimates, growth estimates, just a little bit more down to a more believable number. I have a $48 valuation on the stock. That gives it, at least as of yesterday, 90% upside potential. The stock is gobbling up 8% of that today. The last thing I like to look at is the stock chart. I look at hundreds of stock charts every single day. I mostly key in on the highly rated stocks and obviously the stocks that I own. I saw Alkermes break out, last week, 2 weeks ago, and that put it on my watch list. That put it way up there on my watch list. We've got the NFL draft coming up, and their players are moving up the boards, moving down the boards all the time. I'm the same way as I look at draft picks, as I look at talent out there for my portfolio. And when I saw the stock break out, I like the sector it's in, biotech. I like the valuation. I like the performance. And I love the stock chart. I added it to my portfolios. I have a fairly large position in it right now. Alkermes. Now, the next thing that I would bring up is, well, what if it doesn't follow through? What if the breakout fizzles out? And the stocks, that can happen. It happens all the time. Then I guess I back out at some point in time, admit that I was wrong. It didn't follow through. But as long as that breakout stays in place, and as long as that uptrend is established, and as long as that uptrend is in place, and as long as the stock is highly ranked, I like the stock. And I'm going to stick with it. But I do have a sell discipline also. I have a very strict sell discipline. I watch these stocks daily. What would make me sell the stock in the future? Well, if the stock starts rolling over, if the chart starts to fall apart, trend line starts to fall apart, it breaks below its trend line. If bad news on the stock, the story changes, if it starts falling in rank, if the biotech sector starts to fall apart, those would all be reasons that could lead me to sell the stock. But suffice it to say that Alkermes right now is a best stock now. Not a recommendation. It's just an example of a best stock now in a market that's seemingly getting more defensive right now. Now, it's also very important, like I say, to stay on top of the market as we go forward here. I've said it many times. We're in the 49th month of a bull market. No bull market goes forever. How long did that real estate bull market last? And what happened when things got way inflated, things got overdone, things got overheated? That bull market came apart very, very quickly. That's why you have to be very, very vigilant in the markets so that you don't get caught in something like that. And I've always said, you know, it's a bunch of small decisions. Today I'll be making a bunch of small decisions. I stop on everything I own. I take a look. How's it reacting? How's it behaving? Where is it on in its ranking? Where is it on its trend line, etc.? And make those decisions. And most days, everything's fine, and we move on to the next day. But when I see something I don't like, I take action. Okay, we'll be back for the final segment. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've covered a lot here during the hour, crisis investing, changes amongst the top, the sectors, a little bit of sector rotation going on right now, a market that's getting more defensive. We've got May approaching in a couple of weeks. We've got the biotech still hot. I gave you an example of one there. I gave you an example of a stock that just blew out the earnings estimates and hitting new highs, one that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management, a large cap conservative stock. I'll do one more here before we have to say goodbye. You know, this building sector, it's like I say, even within a sector, while most of the sector has turned sour, there's still some that I still own and that haven't turned sour. I talked a long time ago, started talking about Blackstone Group. We featured it many times. You know that when I feature a stock many times, that's a good thing because the trend remains in place. The thing I like about Blackstone Group is it also fits this investor's need for dividends right now. There continues to be a mad scramble for dividends. Now, a lot of the dividend stocks in my book are overblown right now. They're overdone. I would not buy many of the dividend payers that have run up so far, so fast. Well, let's take a look at one that I think is still in that very viable range. Even though I don't make recommendations here, I'm just going to give you an example here of a stock at the top, a best stock now that I currently own, a stock that I think fits a lot of different requirements right now of people in the market. Okay, the name of the stock, again, is Blackstone Group. It's got to be headquartered in New York. Let's just make sure of that. I don't know very many asset managers. Yeah, New York, New York. They provide global alternative asset management financial advisory service, and they announced several weeks ago that they are the biggest owner of single-family homes in America. I wrote an article about the stock. You too can become a land baron. I believe that was on thestreet.com or MarketWatch, one or the other. By owning the stock, you, by proxy, become one of the largest owners of single-family homes, the largest owner of single-family homes in America. Blackstone Group. That's what they've been. That's where they've been putting their investors' money. Blackstone Group is a $9.5 billion market cap company, just shy of a large cap stock. Blackstone Group has a dividend yield of 8%. All right, 8%. I know that'll get your attention. 8%. That sounds pretty good. And the company has delivered some pretty good results here recently. This is also a stock that I own. I own this in my income accounts, and I own it in my conservative growth accounts. Over the last 3 years, Blackstone has doubled the returns of the market, delivering 15% per year, while the market's delivered 8% per year. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 47%. The market's up 13%. It passes the performance test. The valuation on it, in my book, still remains quite compelling. It has a forward P.E. ratio of 7.5. It's expected to grow over the next 5 years by 13.6% per year. That computes into a PEG ratio of 0.56. It's trading at a steep discount to its growth rate. And it sports an 8% dividend yield. Out of the 3,318 stocks that I follow, this one's in the top 10%, which is good for a dividend payer, for an income stock. It comes in at number 313. It's just shy of a new all-time high today. Blackstone Group, BX. All right, let's talk to Craig Brock. Let's see if the events in the precious metals markets, if the events in Boston, if the housing starts, which came out, building permits, what impact is this having on the bond market right now, Craig?
Measurable volatility has been seen over the last 24 hours. The big commodity sell-off with gold down significantly. Although we didn't hit that 1281 that some technicians were looking for, severe damage was done. We saw money move into treasuries. We had a 1.68 print on the 10-year treasury yield. Mortgage rates are significantly lower. If you locked with someone else over the recent weeks, you probably want to unlock and go somewhere else.
Can you do that? So once you've locked, say, hey, I want you to lock me in, you can then back out of your lock.
You can. If you've put money out with a bank for the appraisal, you'll potentially lose that. But this is a huge movement that we've seen. It perhaps makes sense to do that. I know that people that are jumping ship, we're getting them a better rate, plus giving them back the money that they felt that they lost on the last appraisal, so it makes them whole effectively. This is a measurable move. Looks like even some of our listeners dug the gold out of their backyard to buy homes. Other news this morning is Goldman Sachs that we've been reporting about. It had better than expected earnings, although the stock is off just slightly. That's the lender that finances these, you know, super luxury homes in Atherton and in Washington and over in Maui.
Yeah, that's wow. Yeah, you know, I still like this Blackstone Group, which I just talked about. I own it here. They're the largest owner. This is a hedge fund, you know, private equity that's the biggest owner now. They've been putting their investors' money into single-family homes.
Well, I can see why. Housing starts were just released this morning. They were better than anticipated, over a million 36,000. This is really good. We haven't seen a print like this in years.
Yeah, it was. It was over a million for the first time, and they were expecting like 973,000 or something like that. Okay, it's time to give Craig Brock a call. Where can Craig be reached?
Toll free at 855-900-3279. If you've locked your rate somewhere else, we'll get you a better deal.
Hey, I like better deals. I'm always searching for the best deal. And I'm 855-611-BEST, pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.